The greatest luxury adventures on earth. Abercrombie & Kent. Robot building supplies. Robots got it. On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Hello and welcome to Dwayne's World. Great to have your company wherever you might be listening. We're at Dwayne's World for robot building supplies. Robots got it. And the greatest luxury adventures on earth. Abercrombie and Kent. Big show coming up a little bit later on. David Kosh, the Port Adelaide chairman, is going to join me to talk a little bit. He's a financial guru, obviously, Koshy, so we'll have a chat to him about the financial repercussions for a lot of clubs and where it stands for the AFL, not just from a club point of view for David Kosh as an employer of a lot of people in the industry, but also from a numbers perspective. Looking forward to having a chat to Koshy later on today. And he's a media performer as well, so he's in the thick of this and working out the fine line between, you know, broadcasting the truth and broadcasting opinion, which has been a line trod by all of us in the last couple of weeks. And that's why we get experts like doctors like Peter Bruckner on to explain to us whether the players are in danger or they're not in danger and what is the reality of this situation, rather than just give you our uneducated opinions on that kind of stuff. Dave Matthews is also going to have a chat to me, so we'll get a Giants perspective as well. Given they're the ones that are going to be doing a lot of travelling and spending a bit of time away and jumping in planes, whether they will look at them, whether it's possible, the option that Eddie Maguire explained on this program a couple of days, where you do have a couple of teams come to town and you cram a couple of games in a short space of time. AOC Chef de Michon, Ian Chesterman, also to have a chat to me later on about where the Olympics is at right now and where the preparation for the Olympics is at right now. Jordan Lewis to talk some footy. Great to have the premiership winning superstar that is going to have a chat at length for an hour after 2 o'clock about all things footy. Sam Edmund will continue to break the news as it comes to hand, and we'll have a chat to Sam about how news is breaking on the latest stuff that is happening around the coronavirus around the world. As it breaks, 1-300-736-736 is the number. 1-300-736-736, the open line for Werribee Kia. Top dollar paid for all trade-ins. And broadcasting to you from the little home desk today, just me and my dog Hugo, which I think you saw yesterday. Great to have a live studio audience here watching the show go to air. But it's about your calls, this show. And as I said from day one, it's about your calls. So let's take your calls. 1-300-736-736. Footy's happening. Let's talk about it. 1-300-736-736. Jump on the line if you'd like to have a chat about all things footy and all things sport. I did have, as I said with Jared earlier, I said a little tear in my eye. I had a big tear in my eye last night when it was announced by Gil McLachlan that the footy was on. And I know way too many fans and way too many people who live and breathe footy, like I have all my life. And yeah, we take it way too seriously. That's just what we do. But, you know, my dad lived and breathed footy. My grandfather, who played for North Adelaide, he lived and breathed footy. Footy is pretty much all we had as kids. As a kid, you know, in early primary school days, if I told Mum, and Craig Bradley and I used to go to school together quite a bit, if I told Mum, we're not going to school today, we're going down to the Paraka Oval to have a kick, Mum would respond by saying, you want some sandwiches to take. So footy, it's in my blood. It's been in my family's blood. It's kind of the thing that we've lived and breathed all our lives. So, you know, it would have ripped my heart out to not have footy. And it's nothing to do really with the fact that, you know, I played AFL, to be honest. I know thousands of people who have never played AFL, never played Sandfall, adults and kids who would have had their hearts ripped out too if they had no footy, including blokes like Eddie Maguire, who I think if you saw on air last night, you heard him on air with me a couple of days ago, it would have ripped his heart out too. He bleeds footy, never played a game of AFL in his life. And I reckon most of the callers to this station are kind of a bit the same. Pretty happy to have footy back as well, even though they've never played a game of AFL either. We just love it too much. And I think I saw that in Gil McLachlan's eye when he delivered the news last night as well. But 1-300-736-736 is the number if you'd like to have a chat about it. I know there's a lot of people out there that think we take it way too seriously, and I get that as well. That's fine, and I understand that opinion. There's a lot of people that think we shouldn't be playing, and we don't need footy. It's not as important as you think it is, and you know, they've got other things in their life that are more important than I get that. We all have. But footy is pretty high up on the scale for a lot of us. Talk to David Kosh, David Matthews, but I want to take your calls. 1300 736 736, and talk about a couple of things, including something that I said the first day I came on air here at SEN. The very first thing I said on air on SEN when I opened the show weeks and weeks ago and opened the lines for your calls on 1300 736 736 weeks and weeks ago was that the AFL was looking to shorten game times. I said that the AFL was looking to shorten the length of quarters from, you know, 32 minutes, 30 minutes plus, to four quarters that are a lot shorter than that, 27, 28 minutes. So if you weren't with me on day one, here's the day one opener.
The AFL is interested in finding a way to shorten games, I'm told, by maybe up to 15 minutes, reduce the quarters by 2 to 3 minutes per quarter, bring the quarters back from the 32, 33, 34-minute quarters that we're often getting to back to 29 and 30-minute quarters again, like it was in the old days when, you know, the big clocks at the grounds had 25 minutes plus time on, a red time on period, and they very rarely went beyond 30 minutes. You kind of knew that the siren was going to blow any second when 30 minutes comes around. I'm told the AFL wants quarters going 30 minutes maximum again if they can. And I'm told that the players want a shorter game as well if they can get it. So I'm tipping that this will come in.
So it has come in. We're getting 16 minutes plus time on quarters. It has come in. We're getting that for round one. We're getting that tonight. And how that will affect the game? How do you think it will affect the game? And do you think if it works, it'll stay? Do you think if we get quarters that end up going 25, 26 minutes, you know, the 16 minutes plus time on, that if it works, it'll stay? Because I think it actually might stay. I think it might be really good. I think it will lend itself to a more ballistic game. Now, scores aren't going to be higher because you've got less game time. So let's not expect scores to be higher because there is less game time. But at the same time, I think there might be more scores per minute of game time. So I think it could be a winner. Do you think it'll stay if it works? 1-300-736-736. And these are the things we're about to see unfold. What if 17 rounds works with a bigger final series? What if a bigger finals series and a 17-round season works? 1-300-736-736 is the number. Let's talk a little bit of footy, given that it is on tonight. Anthony in Plimpton Park. Welcome to you, Anthony. Great to have you on the program.
Thank you, Dwayne. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
That's good. This time yesterday, I was against the AFL starting and thinking, you know, with everything that's going on. But this morning, I've actually changed my opinion, and I'm actually, even though there's going to be no crowds, and yes, it's probably going to be a bit deflating, but I'm actually now really pumped for the season to start, and it's actually going to give us a bit of sanity and something to watch, something to do with what's happening around the world at the moment. You know, I'm just happy that it's back.
Yeah, and I understand, I get it. Some people don't see sport as an essential item. They see it as a non-essential luxury that we can do without, and there are so many bigger issues happening in the world right now that do we really need to be playing football? Let's look at the, you know, bigger picture and how horrific it is. But, you know, to be honest, it's tough for a lot of people at the moment. It's going to be tough for a long, long time. So that's why I think having footy is going to be a nice little break at times for people. But, you know, it's not just my opinion. I've had a chat to a couple of doctors who did tell me earlier this week that footy is important for the mental well-being of the community. But, again, that's a doctor's opinion. It's still a doctor's opinion. One coming through on the text right now, 16 minutes plus time on too drastic. Dwayne, it feels like a rushed mini-match to me. Yeah, there's been a few that worried about that as well, but let's see how it works, and if it allows us to play more games in a short space of time, then it might be a big factor as well, because it might allow 5-day breaks as opposed to even 4-day breaks on the odd occasion to allow a number of games to be played in a short space of time. Chris on the road, welcome to you, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, Dwayne. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for joining me.
Look, just in the same camp as you and a lot of others, I just wrapped our footy back and would really like to thank Gil and the executive committee for being brave enough to make that decision. They've obviously taken a lot of advice on board. You've got some extremely intelligent men there that obviously didn't make this decision lightly. So, you know, they've gone ahead, they've made a constructive decision, and you know, we're a long way behind the rest of the world as far as the advancement of this disease seems to be going. So,
going now, and like you say, for the greater good of the health community, we can focus on something else for a while.
Yeah, look, Chris, appreciate your call, and thanks for joining me. There are a lot of people that listen to this show and fans of the game that think the same as you. There are people who've got the alternative point of view, and, you know, I've seen articles, there's one in the Age today. There's a lot of journos out there that are a bit cynical out there about, you know, people within this sporting industry who don't think we should be playing tonight. I won't rattle off who they are, but there is one article in the Age even today saying that, well, the quote is, the argument that football can act as a distraction does not hold water. That's the quote in the article today. But, you know, as I said, I spoke to a doctor who said that it does hold water. And that article goes on to say that a shortened version of the game, the 16 minutes plus time on, is, and it's his words, a bastardised version of the game. But it's a version of the game. And I read journos, plenty of journos, when T20 was invented, saying it's a bastardised version of cricket. And it'll never last, and it's going to wreck the game of cricket. But, you know, a lot of those journos are still writing about T20 now and absolutely loving it. 1-300-736-736 is the number. Jeff in Western Australia, you're not happy with the decision. Welcome to you, Jeff.
Hello, mate. Firstly, love the show. Love an SEN, mate. Your coverage over this whole turmoil that we're going through has been great the last couple of weeks. I'm just concerned. I'm actually an Eagles member. Yep. Love the footy. I'm concerned about the mixed messages that this decision by the AFL is sending to the Australian community, and especially the uneducated ones that think they're 10-foot tall and bulletproof, and this thing ain't going to touch them. Okay, so, you know, if you, I actually follow a lot of the reports. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, website news.com, they seem to be on top of a lot of the reports coming through. You know, a lot of stuff in Europe that isn't looking good. So just everyone look after themselves. Footy is a big part of everyone's life, big part of my life, my family's life. I've got three kids. But I'm just questioning whether the AFL made the right decision. That's all.
Yeah, fair enough, Jeff. They're working within the government's allowed parameters right now, and if those parameters change, then the AFL will shut down. They're working within the parameters of what health experts have said is allowable as well. And on Gerard Whateley's show a couple of days ago, Dr. Peter Bruckner, who is a very well-respected doctor, he's been a sports doctor for a long, long time. He's been an Olympics doctor. He's seen world sport, and he knows the health aspect of sport. I'll play a little bit of Dr. Peter Bruckner from a couple of days ago saying how much danger the players are in for player-to-player contact. Here we go.
Look, minimal downside, I think. The chance of spreading the disease among players is in a game is pretty minimal. They're more likely to actually contract the disease out of the community from contaminated surfaces and so on. So it seems that the infectious disease experts feel that there's minimal result minimal risk of actual transmission during a game. So that's not a major issue, I don't think, for the players.
So that's a doctor's opinion, not me giving my opinion. That's a doctor, a well-educated doctor, a sports doctor, giving his opinion, Dr. Peter Bruckner, a couple of days ago on Gerard Whateley's show. Mark in Bacchus Marsh. Welcome to you, Mark.
G'day, Dwayne. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks. What do you got for me?
That's good. Dwayne, well, when you consider they are experimenting a little bit with 17 rounds and shortening the quarters to 16... So they're shortening the quarters to speed up the game, obviously. So why don't they drop the nominating a ruckman? If you drop that nominating a ruckman rule, then you won't have to wait for them to get there. And you know what? You might actually get rid of the congestion. If they throw it up straight away, the players can't get there to congest the area.
Yeah, Mark, I agree with you. Allow the third man up again. I know we want to protect ruckman and we don't want people to put their knee into the back of Max Gorn. But I would allow the third man up, especially if the third man up doesn't get into the back of an opposition ruckman. So if Marcus Bontempelli, for instance, wants to be the third man up in a ruck contest against Melbourne where Max Gorn is going for it, then he has to come in from the side or the front as a third man up. He can't jump all over the back of Max Gorn to take the ruck knock. So, you know, I would allow the third man up under those guidelines, but at the moment, we're not allowed. We're having this nomination of the ruckman thing, but I can see that actually being dumped at some stage. I think you're probably on the right train there. Kel in Geelong, welcome to you, Kel.
Hi, Dwayne. Dwayne, I'm interested in the financial impact if they go down the top-up player route, obviously with no one attending the games and no income.
Yeah.
How are the clubs going to afford to be able to pay for extra players? I'm interested if you could ask David Koch how they would manage that under these circumstances.
Yeah, Kel, you raise a really good question. That's one of the reasons I do want to talk to Koshy about the players and whether you have, if you have more players with the same current salary cap but less games, does that mean some of the guys take less money and other players that join the list get part of their share of the pool? So, or whether, you know, these guys are going to be over the top of the salary cap, these new players. I presume they're not. And they're going to have to share the pool a little more, some of the players. So, yeah, exactly what are the repercussions finance-wise for the players themselves? Are they going to take a 20% cut? I'm hearing they are. I'm hearing they will. We're also hearing that some players aren't that happy about it, and that's fair enough as well. If that's the case, then it's going to be the hard sell for those players. Appreciate your call, Kel, and I'll put that question to David Koch when he joins me in about 20 minutes' time. Joel and Doreen, welcome to you, Joel.
Good afternoon, Dwayne. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
I just want to say real quick, I'm a truck driver. I deal with 15 to 20 factories and warehouses a day. And between these customers and being back at the yard between and unloading, talking to my staff, whether it's people complaining that the game's back on or seeing the joy in the people's faces, you know, and talking about the game being back on, it's just nice between the fire and this virus to have something that we can actually speak about. And you know what, even those that are debating it, it's bringing us closer together. We've all got different issues right now with what's going on. But to see everyone rolling as one, and it's like, it's, you know, I was always raised as a kid that, you know, Australia needs three things to keep on going. We need doctors and nurses, we need trucks on the road, and we need football. And so far, everything I've always been raised to believe is true. It is the lifeblood of this country. It's got us through so many things over the last century. And yes, it may stop early, or the rules may have to change, or such and such. Finance may be cut down, but Australia as a whole, we need this. Sport is our thing, and AFL is the biggest sport in this town, and it's keeping us together. It truly is. And good on the AFL for doing it. You know, opinions, yeah. Everyone else's opinions, that's fine. I agree with them as well. You've got your own opinion, but good on the AFL for at least giving it a crack.
No, thanks, Joel. Take some more calls after the break, including yours, Michael, in Taylor's Lakes. 1-300-736-736 if you'd like to join me. 1-300-736-736. You can jump on the line. We'll have a chat about footy. It's going ahead tonight, and as I said earlier, the AFL has been looking at shortening quarters for quite a while. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, they're looking to cut them down. They were looking to cut them down anyway. If this works, 16 minutes plus time on, if this actually causes the game to be better and it allows for a better spectacle, then I think it's going to stay. They were after it anyway, and I think it might work. We're still going to get quarters to go, 25, 26 minutes, but that's old school. Quarters once went, you know, 27, 28 minutes. And that was the end of the quarter. 1-300-736-736. What if 17 rounds work? We'll talk about that as well. And a longer final series. And how will this longer final series actually work? Because the AFL haven't announced, if we do get it, how it's going to work. 1-300-736-736. You're Dwayne's World.